Welcome to the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. We're talking to a Newton girls wrestling coach, Chad Jarvis. And Chad, thanks for joining us. We've had a couple wrestling matches this week, tournaments, and showed up pretty well in those. Let's talk about the first one, Ogden. That was a big field there.
Yep, big field. I think, man, I think there was 27 teams there. You could look it up, but it's around there. And lots of teams who are ranked in the top. In the state in 1A and 2A. So I would venture to guess that there was eight top 10 teams, either 1A or 2A. Just a lot of good teams there.
How did you think the girls wrestled overall?
We wrestled good there. Got just a couple of tough draws. We had several girls who beat some girls who placed that, you know, a win and a loss, and you're kind of where your draw goes really dictates whether you place or you don't place, kind of how you come back in the wrestle back. So we just had some tough draws. I think we had several girls. We had two who placed. I think we probably could add four more who did if we just got good draws. But that's part of wrestling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind
some
of
some days you get some tournaments you get good draws, and some tournaments you don't get good draws. So
yeah. You
just got to expect not to get them and wrestle through some tough matches, and then you persevere and come through and place anyway. So, but I mean that's part of life, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't always get what you want.
True. And then you went to Pella and defeated English Valleys 48-9 and Norwalk 30-25. Pella beat you by 46-28. Three wrestlers though went 3-0.
Yeah,
that tournament. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we with all of those we have kind of hit the injury bug or the sick bug kind of at the same time.
Yeah, that's been going around.
So we had five girls out between those three duels. So, and then we had some people coming in and making up some matches. So for what we had and for the people we had out, we wrestled about as good. We wrestled really good. I was super proud of all of our girls that did wrestle against Pella, English Valley, and Norwalk, because we wrestled super good for, you know, losing what we had before going into
for that due to the illnesses.
Yeah,
and stuff.
We had, you know, just a little sprinkle of everything, you know.
Yeah.
Injury here. We had two girls who, you know, homesick, and you know that's just been going around. A lot of our girls have been. I think that's just normal, but I think it's probably a little worse this year for whatever reason. Just the sick bug seems to hit us a little harder this year. Maybe not for any other team, but for us,
it's
just kind of got in our room and lingers. And you try to do all the stuff you can, but wrestling's a contact sport, and unfortunately, when somebody gets sick in your room, it's too late by the time you figured out who was sick.
Yeah, it's a spread, hasn't
it? Yeah, it's gone.
It has, yeah. Has this squad of yours, I know you have real good numbers, have they progressed, as you envisioned them at the start of the season?
Yeah, we've done real well. I don't know that I could say better or worse than anticipated, but we're at a better spot than I would have anticipated going into the season now, but
okay,
you know, but like fair. Also, I think we got some girls who can even make some bigger steps. You know,
try and get them to peak before regionals,
and just having that faith. I mean, wrestling is believing in yourself, and if you can believe you can beat somebody, it has such a huge impact. You know, I know that you've been doing this for quite a while, and I guarantee that you can name several guys in basketball or football or this or that. You know, they went in with a losing record to conference meet or districts or whatever, and then all of a sudden, you know, 3 weeks later, this kid's on the podium, or that football team, you know, won their last four games and barely made the playoffs, and now they're at the UNI Dome playing for, a spot at the title. So just if you start to believe that you can do it, and this is what we got to get these girls to believe at this point of the season is, hey, you're capable, and now's your time.
So you got to some time off. A few days. I mean, you had quite a few meets here together, but you have a little time off now. Is it kind of come at a good time?
We need to reconfigure.
Yeah.
Get some of those girls healthy again, and you know, go over some stuff that will benefit us later in the season. Just, you know, when you got all these matches, you're really not correcting any of the mistakes you're consistently seeing. You're addressing them.
But you really don't have time to work on it.
Yeah, you're not getting that good 20, 50 reps that you want to see in practice to, you know, get our laces down or hip down or stay off our knees when we're wrestling.
Yeah.
You get those reps and doing things, and you can make some big change. But just haven't had that chance yet, but this will be a good time to, you know, we have came a long, long ways in just fixing a few things on the mat, and I think we'll have a good showing for for Dish
Goods. You have some younger wrestlers getting good experience here this year too.
Yeah, we have a bunch of, I'm going to say sophomore and freshmen and stuff like that. That real, I mean, we have every grade has some good kids. I'm not including anybody, but we got a pretty decent little sophomore class that, you know, if they continue to come out and go, we'll be real. I could see us being super, even better than this year, and continuously getting better and better and better with this group. Just, you know, you got a good core group of probably, I think there's 9 sophomores.
Yeah.
And that's a good start for any team. You get 9 girls.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I appreciate your time. Best of luck on the future here.
Yeah.
And look forward to talking to you again.
Yep.
Chad Jarvis, the head girls wrestling coach here at Newton High School, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.